It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
So last week, we had the Glynn County Athletic Director, Steve Waters, on this show, and we talked a little bit about region realignment for the GHSA that is coming in 2024. It's a two-year contract. They typically rotate those things every couple of years, right? So it's going to be for 2024, starting in the fall for football season. It'll be for 2024 and 2025, and then they'll realign after that. And so, Steve got on here, Coach Waters got on here, and talked a little bit about, you know, what kind of affects him in the Glynn County area, the Brunswick and the Glynn schools, and where they're going to be, and talked a little bit about their region. So what I got this past week, after doing that interview with Steve, I got a lot of emails, Facebook messages from folks that were curious about, you know, all of the affiliates and the listenership that we have across the state. Where is my school? Who is in the region with my school, right? So I thought today would be a pretty good idea to touch on that for the schools that are across the South Georgia area that we typically, you know, talk about on this show. So with that being said, what I've got is a list of all of the regions, the new realignment, and we'll kind of go over some of that and, you know, and just kind of touch base. And so all of the listeners for the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, who I'm eternally grateful for, will know, all right, you know, this is where my high school is going to be. And, you know, I think there are a lot of good regions. I'm not a big fan of all of the travel that ended up. Remember, the whole point, in my opinion, well, it was the whole point. It's not just my opinion. It was loud. There were a lot of folks coming out and saying, especially for the South Georgia teams, we've got to reduce travel. We've got schools from coastal Georgia going to Augusta. We've got schools from coastal Georgia going all the way over to Valdosta to play games. And I think that the original intent was to cut down on some of that travel. I don't know that it really ended up working out the way that the GHSA or a lot of the fan base would have wanted, but in the end, we still got pretty decent regions. The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by Wild Adventures. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, 912-466-7340, or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. All right, so, you know, I want to jump into this thing. I guess the best place to start would be in the highest classification, and then we'll work our way down, was probably the best way to go with this. So what used to be 7A is now gone. 7A will no longer exist in the state of Georgia. The highest classification will be 6A. A lot of the Atlanta schools, predominantly Atlanta schools, and then you've got a handful of South Georgia schools that are also going to be in the new 6A. What I was hoping was going to happen is that the regions would realign to the point to where in 6A or in 5A, one or the other, I guess probably 6A, that we would end up with two South Georgia regions, kind of a coastal and a West Georgia region. Well, that did not end up happening. The GHSA ended up doing one big South Georgia region again, which is pretty much what we had in 7A. And it's a lot of familiar faces, to be honest. And so, you know, and the other thing that I'm going to do is not only am I going to give you these schools, right? I'm also going to tell you out of these regions who I think is going to make the playoffs and what seed they're going to be as we go through this thing. So hold on. The ride's going to get bumpy, and here we go. In Region 1-6A, the teams are, like I said, a lot of familiar faces here. Camden County, Colquitt County, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, Valdosta, all of those teams were in the same region last year. Now, what they did is they added Tift County back to that region because Tift at one point, except for the last 2 years, they were also in that what was a 7A region with the Camdens and the Valdosta. Well, Valdosta wasn't there, but the Camden and the Lowndes and the Colquitts. So, you know, I think for the first time in a while, we're going to have Tift and Valdosta along with all of those schools in the same region, at least for the first time in the last, gosh, 4 or 6 years, whatever it's been. So, again, you're going to have Camden, Colquitt, Lowndes, Richmond Hill, Tift, and Valdosta. Man, that is brutal. That is a murderer's row of a region. Probably, you know, you've got six teams in that region. Obviously, two of them are not going to get in. And it's tough, right? It's tough. So I guess the best way to do this is to start at the top. I think the team that is the better team in the region, the best team in the region, and I don't know that it's extremely close. I think the gap is beginning to shrink between Colquitt and the rest of that region, but still, Colquitt is far head and shoulders better than anybody else in that region. Colquitt is going to be, again, if there's going to be a team from South Georgia in 6A that wins a state title, Colquitt is going to be the team that is expected to do that, or at least favored to do that, if a team from South Georgia at all is going to do it. So Colquitt's going to be the one seed. Now the two seed, I'm sitting here looking at this, and I feel like when I look at this and I look at Valdosta and Lowndes and Camden, right? That's kind of where I go looking for the two seed. So I look at Valdosta and I think to myself, you know, they had a pretty good squad last year. They've got some returning pieces. I think they'll be pretty decent. I think they'll be actually better than decent. So I'm actually going to take Valdosta to be your two seed in the 6A classification from South Georgia. So I've got Colquitt at one. I'm going to have Valdosta grabbing that number two seed. And then I take a look at, you know, like I said, Valdosta, Lowndes, and Camden. Well, we're going to give Valdosta the 2C, so that brings us to Lowndes and Camden. Lowndes has kind of been down the last couple of years, by Lowndes standards anyway. And so I look at that and I wonder, is there a bounce back year here for the Vikings? I think to a certain extent, because there's a lot of pressure now on the coaching staff over there in Valdosta with the Lowndes Vikings. So I think this is going to be a better campaign for the Vikings than what you saw out of them last year, where they missed the playoffs for the first time in, God, I don't know how many years, you know, 20 plus. So I think the Lowndes Vikings find their way back in the playoffs as a 3 seed. Now, when I say that, I also want to throw in this caveat. As a 3 seed, I think that despite the team I'm about to pick for the 4, I think that they're going to be the most, what's the word I want to use here? They're going to be the most exposed of all of the teams in that region when it comes to playoffs. I think they'll win the 3 seed, but I don't really know how far they're going to go. And I think that even the team I'm about to pick at the lower seed might go a little bit farther than them in the playoffs. The 4 seed, I you're going to say, oh, well, Camden's a team that's left out. But hold on now, man. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. Richmond Hill is a team to keep your eyes on. Richmond Hill knocked off Lowndes last year to get into the playoffs. They are a football team that is in an area that is exploding up I-95 before you get to I-16. That area in the Richmond Hill area in Bryan County is exploding right now. And so when an area explodes, you're adding more and more kids. And there is some talent there at Richmond Hill as well. So I'm not saying that Camden is going to be a for sure cinch 4 seed, I think that Richmond Hill will give them for a run for their money. Also, I think there might be some growing pains with the Wildcats this year as well. Stepping away from the Jeff Heron era, away from the wing tee, bringing in Coach Rowland up from Daytona, and a whole new system. You got to get the players acclimated. That takes time. You know, every kid now pretty much in that system, in that program, has been in the same system with Jeff Heron, which is that wing tee. The spread's very different. So, you know, what personnel do they have? Do they have the personnel to run that? Who's going to be the quarterback? See, that's the biggest question in the spread. When you run the spread, it's pointless to run it if you don't have a quarterback that can fling the ball across the yard. Is that there at Camden? I mean, we're going to find out. We're going to find out. You know, Parks Riandu is going to be the starter from last year. You assume he's going to be the incumbent, but you don't know for sure. And, you know, he's a kid that's very athletic, very good running the football. And, you know, he did start last year toward the, I guess, middle part of the season through the remainder of the season. And threw the football okay. He's a young kid, had some growing pains, especially throwing the football. So, you know, we'll have to wait to see about that. So, yeah, I don't have Tift in the mix. I think Tift still has some rebuilding to do. So just to recap, I've got Colquitt, Valdosta, Lowndes, but I'm not 100% married to Lowndes being the three. I'm not 100% married to Camden being the four. That's what I'm picking. And I'm not 100% married to Richmond Hill missing out on the playoffs. I think that three through five, right? I think it could be any order of those three between Richmond Hill, between Camden, and, of course, between Lowndes. I think anything could happen with those three schools. Yes, yeah, it's just really a coin flip. We'll get some more on the other side of the break.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. New GHSA regions were announced several weeks back. For the next 2 years, here are some intriguing matchups for our teams in South Georgia. Both Camden and Richmond Hill remain together in the new 6A South Georgia region. Statesboro stays in 5A, but both Brunswick and Glenn will drop to that region with Statesboro. Wayne stays 4A with Benedictine, and Southeast Bullock will play 3A. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery. All to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Saturday, April 27th, Wild Adventures Live presents Flo Rida. See Flo Rida on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. Flo Rida Live, April 27th. The concert is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
We talked about the 6A region last segment, and you know, I had Colquitt winning that region in really a who's who of South Georgia football. The other South Georgia region that's of a higher classification, what used to be 6A is now, of course, 5A. As I said, the GHSA did away with 7A, and so everybody kind of slid down a classification to a certain extent. And, of course, you know, the GHSA had numbers and cutoff numbers and all of that. So some schools slid down. Some schools stayed. In 5A, one of the schools that stayed was Statesboro. So they'll stay 5A, and I believe they're going to end up in Region 1 5A, if I'm not mistaken. This is a big region. I mean, it spans to Augusta all the way down to coastal Georgia and Brunswick. So, you know, we were talking about travel. You know, there's going to be a lot of travel in this particular region. Statesboro stays there. Bradwell Institute also in that region. They stay. Some additions. Brunswick slides down from 6A to 5A. Effingham also slides down from 6A to 5A. Evans comes down as well to 5A. The Glen Academy Red Terrors slide down to 5A as well. And then you're looking at Greenbrier, Lakeside Evans, another Augusta school, and the South Effingham Mustangs also slide down to make up Region 1 5A. So again, the teams in this region: Bradwell, Brunswick, Effingham, Evans, Glen, Greenbrier, Lakeside Evans, South Effingham, and Statesboro. Man, that is a huge region, and it's a tough region as well. That is not going to be easy sledding for anybody in the region attempting to, well, win that region, which I guess, you know, everybody's goal is to come in and try to win the region. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. So the one seed, to me, there are three teams that are capable, that have the talent to win this region, and it will be a dogfight for that region championship between these three teams. But I'm going to pick them in order, but just make a mental note that as I'm picking them, what I'm going to go ahead and tell you is that any of these three teams can finish 1 through 3 in any order. These are my predictions, what I think's going to happen. But then after those three teams, there's a huge, well, I'm not going to say huge, but there's a significant drop-off from the 3 seed to the 4 seed. But I think the 4 seed, once I tell you who they are, getting into the playoffs, they will consider it a win considering the direction that they're moving in. All right, so the 1 seed I see in this region, the Brunswick High Pirates, the region they've been in, I think they've won that region like 3 or 4 straight years, excluding last year. They ended up with a 3 seed last year. And Effingham won the region, but up to that point, you know, they had been the team to beat in that region. And I think they've got a lot of talent. They've got a 4-star kid who's going to be a junior in Hezekiah Kent, running back, tight end, whatever, wherever they're going to use him. They've got a young quarterback who is making the transition from his sophomore year to his junior year. And that's really like the core of this team, is a lot of sophomores becoming juniors. And typically, you know, as a kid, that's when you see the biggest physical and athletic jump, is from a kid's sophomore year to their junior year. I like Brunswick to win this region, but again, I'm not married to it, right? Like, I'm picking them based upon what I think they have on their roster. And then the 2 seed, I like the Glen Academy Red Terrors. Glen Academy, of course, knocked off Brunswick last year in the city championship game in an overtime thriller. Had the inside track to win the region after that, and just didn't work out for the Red Terrors. But I like them. And the thing is there are a lot of folks that consider them to be a dark horse to win this region. I don't really consider them to be a dark horse. I think that they've got the talent. There just aren't a lot of people that have been paying attention, I guess, maybe to the Red Terror program around the area. It's taken a couple of steps back from those state title days in the mid-2000s, right, where they were state title, Final Four, Final Four, Elite Eight consistently. The Red Terror program hasn't quite seen that in the last 4 or 5 seasons. But Coach Hidalgo there at Glen Academy is a good coach, And I think he's got some pieces this year where he will contend for a region championship. And I'm not going to be stunned if the Red Terrors walk away with a region championship yet again under Rocky Hidalgo. The other team in that region that I'm not going to be stunned if they win the region is the Effingham Rebels. Effingham won the region last year, and the two prior years to that, they were right there neck and neck in what was ended up being de facto region championship games at the end of the season with the Pirates, with the Brunswick High Pirates. They finally broke through last year, got the region championship. They've got some good pieces returning. They're going to be very talented running back. Defensively, they're going to be very fast. They're going to be very fast, especially at the linebacker positions. I think Effingham, they've got the pieces to win a region championship. So, again, Brunswick, Glenn, and Effingham all are good enough to win the region. It's going to kind of shake up on matchups, how things play out. But those three teams are definitely going to be your 1-2-3 seeds in some way, shape, or form, in some order, in Region 1-5A. Now, the team that I'm picking to finish fourth in that region is going to be a little bit maybe, to me, it's not a surprise, but, you know, some of the candidates, Evans made the playoffs, you know, out of the Augusta area. They're going to be in the mix. I'm not picking them, but I think they're going to be in the mix. Lakeside Evans, same thing. They've been in the mix the last couple of years. South Effingham, if you remember South Effingham, the Rebels last year, they had the opportunity that all they needed to do was to win out. They were in charge of their destiny to make the playoffs last year. Didn't end up working out for them, and they ended up missing the playoffs. But they did position themselves early on to where they got to the end of the season where they controlled their own destiny as far as getting in. And like I said, just didn't end up working out for the Mustangs. So I think all of those teams will be in the mix, but the team that's going to get the four seed, in my opinion, is going to be the Statesboro Blue Devils. A team last year that had a lot of growing pains, new coach and Coach Dobson coming over, trying to change the culture, change this. Remember now, Statesboro in the early 2000s, juggernaut, powerhouse, state titles year after year after year. If they didn't win it, they were there in the conversation. That's what they're trying to get back to. You know, some changing demographics going on in Statesboro as far as, you know, the Brooklet area is beginning to explode, and you're seeing that in Southeast Bullock as far as their program up and coming. And I think that some of that has hurt the Statesboro program to a certain dynamic, to a certain degree, and I think you've seen that. But Coach Dobson's there. He's a very good football coach, background playing at Georgia Southern. New system, new coaching staff. Again, a lot of growing pains with the Blue Devils last year, but they're going to be a very good football team this year, a much improved football team. And they're going to sneak up on a lot of folks that don't see them coming, at least early on, especially in region play. And remember, this is a big region, so they're going to start region play pretty early in the season. They are going to subdivide this guy as well. So, you know, toward the end, you know, you'll see crossover games to determine final seedings where one plays one or two plays two or however they're going to set that up. But that's going to be what they do. They're going to subdivide this region, and I believe that it's going to be on one side, Bradwell, Brunswick, Effingham, Glenn, and South Effingham, and then the other side is going to be Statesboro, Lakeside Evans, Greenbrier, and Evans, if I'm not mistaken, is how they're going to end up breaking that thing down. And you know, and that throws a wrinkle into everything, doesn't it? Because if you're going to subdivide the region, you know, I said the three best teams in that region were Glenn, Brunswick, and Effingham. They're all going to be in one side, one division. So to be honest with you, that kind of throws, you know, you do the math. There's no way that all three of those teams can finish 1-2-3, because Brunswick or whoever wins the region, whether it's Brunswick or Glenn or whoever, will play who's the one seed on the other side, and the team that loses that game will end up with the two seed. So there's a realistic chance here that, you know, one of those three teams, Brunswick, Glenn, and Effingham, despite the fact they may be the best three teams in the region, one of them is not going to make the playoffs because of the subdivide thing. So, you know, keep that in mind too. Three best teams, one of them's not going. That's just the math. That's just the way the math is going to work. Man, that's going to be tough, right? Like, if you're a Brunswick or a Glenn or an Effingham, and you know that you're one of the best three teams, and whoever ends up with that four seed, you would, you know, you're pretty confident that you would beat them by two or three touchdowns, and you're not even getting a chance. Brutal.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Train dealer and Train comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC guys a call. 912-638-5778 or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation, gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simons Island favorite. Fun in Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Wild Adventures. See Grammy nominee Flo Rida live Saturday, April 27th at Wild Adventures Theme Park in Valdosta, Georgia. Dance along to your favorite number one hits, including Low, Round, and more, as Flo Rida takes the Wild Adventures live stage on Saturday, April the 27th. Don't miss Flo Rida live in concert at Wild Adventures. On April the 27th, you can attend every concert for free with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. 3 to 5 year olds are eligible for a pre-K free kids season pass. Register and activate your child's free season pass to enjoy a season of free fun. To view the Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets to concerts, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com. All right, so I've spent two segments only on two regions. In the new shakeup in the GHSA for the new regions. Got a ton more regions to get to, and I kind of wanted to talk some NFL draft. I know we touched on that some a little bit, but I kind of wanted to go a little bit more in depth. So let's see how far we can get. Hopefully we can get to the NFL draft stuff, you know, and if we don't, we don't, whatever. It is what it is. All right, so in region 2-5A, another 5A region. Now, this is the one, right? So this is what I was saying earlier. Like, I kind of was hoping that the 6A region would be the region that ended up with two South Georgia regions. Well, it was a 5A that ended up with that. And so that's basically what they ended up doing, where they decided just to let the Lowndes and Colquitts and all those folks continue to do all the traveling they were doing, and then gave like a, you know, one region in 5A South Georgia schools on the coast all the way up to Augusta. This one's not so bad. This one's pretty localized. Travel is pretty good for this one. It consists of Coffee County, Houston, Lee, Northside, Warner Robins, Thomas County Central, and Veterans. So a 6-team region, two teams are not getting in. The team that I have winning that region is Thomas County Central. A very good football team. They won the region last year. Solid. At number two, I like Lee County. I like Lee County grabbing the number two seed. The number three seed, defending state champion, the Coffee County Trojans. Defending state champs. Next year, I'm picking you to win a 3-seed. That's how brutal that region is. And then the 4-seed, I've kind of gone back and forth on this between Houston and Northside Warner Robins. I think that those two will fight it out for the 4-seed. I'll take Houston, at least right now. Maybe in 5 minutes I'll change my mind. But I'll take Houston to take that 4-seed. All right, we'll slide down to the 4A region. This is 1-4A, Benedictine, New Hampstead, Perry, Ware County, Warner Robins, and Wayne County. Another tough, tough region. Got some travel, too. You got Perry, which is going to be your furthest point one way, and then you've got Benedictine, New Hampstead in the Savannah area. So, speaking of Benedictine, I think hands down, right, that's your best team in that region. So I'll pick them for the 1-seed. Ware County, I like them for the 2-seed. So I'll take the Gators for the 2-seed. At number 3, Warner Robins, another far trek as far as a far point in this region. I like Warner Robins for the 3. And then the 4, I think this really gets tricky. I think Perry's in the mix, and I think Wayne is in the mix. Wayne is going to undergo some changes, new coach, obviously. With that comes new personnel, new coaches, new system, maybe some growing pains, and not to mention their schedule, even their non-region schedule, is brutal. I would love to see the Yellow Jackets get in. I think Perry actually ends up with the 4-seed in that region, and that's a tough, tough region. I mean, so, yeah, the 1-seed Benedictine, 2 Ware, 3 Warner Robins, and then 4 Perry, but I do think that Wayne will be in the mix in that guy. All the way down to 3A, Beach, Calvary, Day, Groves, Islands, Jenkins, Johnson of Savannah, Liberty County, Long County, Southeast Bullock, and Windsor Forest. This is a 10-team region. See, this is the stuff that just doesn't make sense to me. 10 teams in the same region, to me, is nuts. That's 9 region games. I'm sure they're going to subdivide that some way, somehow, but still, man, like, and I don't even know how you subdivide this guy. So the number one team I've got winning the region will be Calvary Day School, which is a private school, and so to my understanding, there's going to be a different bracket for the private schools come playoff time, but I do have them winning that region. I don't know how that's going to shake out. The 2-seed, I'm going to go Liberty County to win the 2-seed. The 3-seed, I'm going Southeast Bullock. I like the Yellow Jackets to get back to the playoffs, win a 3-seed. And then 4, I think you got a lot of teams in the mix here. You know, I think Islands is there. I think Jenkins is a team that could get in, and I think it's Long County, and I'm taking Long County. I have been high on the green wave for a while. The high tide rising, right? The blue tide over in Ludowice. I have been a proponent of this program. You've watched it the last couple of years, growing and growing. So, yeah, like, I like Ludowice. That program's getting better and better. They're becoming more and more competitive. I like Long County over in Ludowice to win the 4-seed in that region. In Double A, Appling County, Cook County, Crisp County, Pierce, and Tattnall. So for the one seed, I'll take the Pierce County Bears. It's hard to go wrong with Pierce County if you're picking region winners. No matter where you put them, typically they're going to be the cream of the crop of the region. The two seed, a nice little rivalry that's kind of budded the last several years. The emergence of Appling County up in Baxley, right? And last year they knocked off Pierce, and, you know, Pierce had kind of beaten them, and Appling had, the last couple years, Appling trying to break through, and they finally did last year against Pierce. We'll see how that goes. Nice little budding rivalry. I'll take Appling for the two seed. In the three seed, I'll take Cook County, and then four, I'll take Crisp to round things out, and then, of course, Tattnall doesn't get in. In single A, Division One, you've got Bacon, you've got Berrien, you've got Brantley, Fitzgerald, Jeff Davis, Thomasville, and Worth. Fitzgerald, to me, is the clear-cut number one seed here. Worth County, I will give them the two seed. Bacon County, who had a phenomenal year last year, you know, tough region. They'll be in the three seed. And then in the four seed, you know, I've got some teams, a couple of teams that I think are going to be, you know, back and forth with this. Brantley is one of them. And Jeff Davis, I think those two teams are really the teams that's going to be between for the four seed. I'm going to take Brantley here. And the reason I'm going to take Brantley over Jeff Davis, you know, I've been high on Jeff Davis the last several years, and for good reason. We've seen their program emerge from just being known as a baseball school to, hey, man, you know, their football program's not that bad either. But with Brantley County, they're going through a coaching change, which typically, like, I'm not a big fan of teams winning the first year that they go through a coaching change, right? But in this case, I think this is the exception. David Shores moves from Brunswick High as an assistant coach and takes over the Brantley County program. And, you know, David Shores has had head coach written all over him. He's a phenomenal coach, former defensive coordinator at Lowndes, former defensive coordinator at Camden, got coaching experience over in Hoover and Alabama. I like Coach Shores to do a really good job with Brantley, and I think he gets them in his first season with a four seed. So there's a lot to be said about, you know, anytime that you go over to Brantley and win and get that program to the playoffs, there's a lot to be said for that. And I think there's a good possibility, you know, that you could go on a run there. It's a one school, it's a one county school, right?
The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peel-and-eat shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top-shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary bar. Find us on Facebook for specials and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228, Catch 228.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Spring is in the air, and we all know that means summer is on the way. It's time to make sure your AC unit isn't striking out when the real Georgia heat hits. Call your friends at Air Adjusters for some spring cleaning for your AC system. Gotta have those ducts clean and ready too. Call Air Adjusters and they will happily service and clean your AC system to have you summer ready. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. License number CN208489. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
So we've made our way through a good many of the regions that have gotten reclassified across South Georgia. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, by Wild Adventures, and by Southeast Georgia Health System. All right, so back into this. This one is like our kind of around South Georgia into the Savannah area, across over into I-16. This is Region 3, Single A. Savannah Christian, Savannah Country Day, St. Vincent's Academy, which they do not play football, so you can scratch them off the list, but they'll participate in everything else. Swainsboro, Toombs County, Vidalia. So Savannah Christian, Savannah Country Day, Swainsboro, Toombs County, and Vidalia. Swainsboro is a juggernaut. Great job of revitalizing the Swainsboro Tiger program. Right off of where Main Streets meet at US 1 and Highway 80 in Swainsboro. That's their moniker, where Main Streets meet. Great football program. It has been a traditional power, now revitalized, and they are rolling in Emanuel County. Give me Swainsboro to win the one seed, the two seed. I'll take Savannah Christian. Yeah, I'm taking one of the, I'm taking Swainsboro to beat in the region one of those private Savannah schools that are typically juggernauts, but I like Swainsboro more. The number three seed in that region, I'll go another Savannah private school over there, Savannah Country Day. And the four seed, man, this Toombs and Vidalia, right? I mean, you talk about rivalry. You talk about schools that when they get on the football field, it gets ugly. Some hard hitting in those big-time rivalry games. For the four seed, I'll take Toombs County. You know, Toombs had a good year last year, too. So, yeah, number one seed, Swainsboro, two, Savannah Christian, three, Savannah Country Day, and four is Toombs. Now down to two, Single A, Division Two, Atkinson County, Brooks County, Charlton County, Clinch County, Eccles, who will not participate in football this year, Irwin County, Lanier County, and Turner County. Holy goodness gracious. Of those Single A powers, brother, that's brutal. Number one, give me Clinch. I'll take Lanier County to be the two seed out of that county. And Lanier is one of those programs that I like to keep eyes on programs that no one's paying attention to, that you kind of see some things begin to fall in place, and then you see them get a little better, and then a little better, and then a little better, and before you know it, they're making deep playoff runs. I feel like Lanier is next in line. And I'm not saying that the Lanier program, you know, hasn't been a pretty good program throughout the years, but I see it coming. I see it coming for Lanier. Maybe some state titles on the horizon. Lanier County with the two seed, the three seed, Brooks County, who, of course, lost their head coach. And I've also heard that some of the players have left there as well. And, of course, Brooks is a big-time powerhouse. Coach Freeman over there, Maurice Freeman, leaves Brooks after a very successful run there. And I think that, you know, you might see that program take a step or two back. So I'm going to take them as the three seed, and the four, I'll take Charlton County down in Folkestone, Okefenokee country, to win the four seed in that region. All right, in Region 3, Single A, Division 2, this region has 12 teams. Yeah, 12 teams in the region. That is absolutely nutty, nutty to me. You do the math, obviously you can't play 11 games in a 10-game schedule. So what that means is they're going to have to subdivide. And, you know, that's going to be brutal too. We'll see how, what the subdivisions are. Some of these schools, of course, fortunately, are not all going to be participating in football. The ones that are: Bryan County, Claxton, ECI, Jenkins, MCA, Portal, Metter, and Savannah. The teams that are not: Savannah Classical, Savannah Early College, and STEAM Academy. So those schools are not going to play football. So, you know, at a 12-team region, you drop three, now you're down to nine. You probably still have to subdivide. So the number one seed that I'm going to take in this region is Jenkins County. I think Jenkins is loaded. I think Jenkins has – they're another one of those programs that have taken steps forward, and I see them breaking out. They had a really, really good year last year. The number two seed, the Metter Tigers, another one of those schools that I said a couple of years ago, you know, if you pay attention to Jason Bishop, he's gonna get you places. I sat here and I said on this show years before it happened that the Metter Tigers were on the cusp of becoming a powerhouse, and they did it. And they have become one of the premier teams in the state. Last year, a little bit of a down year by what they had done the previous four or five. I look for Metter to rebound. They'll grab a two seed. Over in Darien, Coastal Georgia area, the MCA Buccaneers, I think, are going to be a very formidable football team. They had a little bit of a step backwards last year as well. I like them to finish with the three seed. And then, you know, we were talking about Swainsboro and Emanuel County and a powerhouse. Well, ECI has got plenty of tradition in Emanuel County about running the show and being a powerhouse over there in Twin City. I'd like ECI to finish with the four seed. So the one seed, I like Jenkins County. The two seed, I'll take Metter. The three seed, I'll take the MCA Buccaneers. And as your four seed, I'll take the ECI Bulldogs, and again, that region. And, you know, and the thing I'm not only talking about is Bryan County, who had a phenomenal year last year, but that region is just so brutal that I just don't know that Bryan County will be able to repeat what they did last year against ECI and Jenkins and Metter. And Portal's another team that's in that region that had a fantastic year last year. I just don't know that they're going to be able to repeat the success that they've had. Savannah's in there. Claxton's in there. So it's Bryan County, Claxton, ECI, Jenkins, MCA, Metter, Portal, and Savannah. I'm going to take Jenkins with the one, Metter with the two, MCA with the three, and ECI with the four seed. All right, man, we did it. We got through all of the South Georgia regions that we're going to cover that you'll hear about on the show throughout high school football season. It's a lot to cover, but I'm excited, right? High school football, we're only a few months away. When the weather warms, you can start to feel it come. And yeah, I mean, we're just a minute away. On the other side of the break, being a minute away, we're 3 minutes away. Well, 3 minutes and 15 seconds with the outro here. NFL Draft Talk.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, great news! Max Barbecue's second location is now open for lunch, right next to Grandy's off of Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3. All your original Max favorites, pulled pork, pork chop sandwich, hamburgers, and those world-famous fries that you just can't get anywhere else. So stop on in to Max's new location next door to Grandy's and say hello to us, 912-342-7967, and give them a like on Facebook.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf, the Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner. Make sure to say thank you to the woman that loved you first. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And with Mother's Day comes graduation, gifts for all ages, styles, and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
All right, here we are. We got through all the regions, and so I want to talk NFL draft right around the corner, right next week. The NFL draft kicks off, and I don't think it's any secret. We're going to try and do some of this rapid fire, too. So what I did is I'm going to pick 1 through 17. The reason I stopped at 17 is because, you know, I'm a Jacksonville Jaguar fan. Most folks in this area, right, in the Georgia, South Georgia or even up into Metro Atlanta, you're either a Jags fan or a Falcons fan. In the state of Georgia, the Falcons fans, you know, heavily outweigh the Jags fans. You do see a little, a swelling of Jags fans once you get down into the I-95 area. I guess once you get into like Brunswick and Kingsland, you'll see a few more Jags fans where I think that, it kind of does. It rivals the population of the Falcons fans in those areas. But otherwise, other than that, really the state, man, as far as NFL goes, it's a Falcon state, you know, at least as far as NFL goes. So with the South Georgia folks, you know, with them caring about the Jaguars, we're going to go through pick 17, which is where the Jaguars, that's where they select. So we'll go all the way up to pick 17 where the Jags select. And then we're going to call it a day. We're going to call it a weekend, and you're going to enjoy your weekend after this show. You're done listening to the show. At number one, the Bears' worst kept secret in the NFL draft. They're going to draft Caleb Williams at number one. I want to go on record and say so that the Jason Bishop listening audience will know, Jason Bishop's going ahead and telling you Caleb Williams is not going to be a superstar in the NFL. If you're drafted number one and you're not a superstar, I guess that kind of makes you a bust, but I do think he'll stick around the NFL for a while. I just don't see him as an elite quarterback in the NFL, and the reason why is because what makes him special in college is his ability to run around and make plays in the NFL. Defensive ends will run you down when you get out of the pocket, and if you take that away from Caleb Williams, I don't know that he's all that special. But the Bears will take him at number one. At number two, the Commanders will take Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of LSU. I think with Jaden Daniels, a lot depends on how well he throws the football and reads defenses. And if that goes well for him, he is going to be an elite quarterback in the NFL, especially with his athleticism. He's much more athletic than Caleb Williams is, in my opinion. I think he's a guy that will be able to make some plays out of the pocket. At number three, Drake May will probably be drafted to the Patriots, quarterback out of North Carolina. Four, the Cardinals are going to go receiver. I don't see any way they don't. They take Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State. Things get tricky here at number five. There's a lot of rumors here that the Chargers are going to trade away this pick. That hasn't been established yet. That hasn't been reported yet. So as of right now, you've got the Chargers at number five. So if they stay there, I'm going to take them to take Dallas Turner. Jim Harbaugh loves defense. Dallas Turner is such a perfect fit for what Jim Harbaugh looks for in a football player. Edge rusher out of Alabama at number five. Again, that may not happen because, you know, they're talking about trading down with the Vikings and the Vikings holding that spot. But I just don't think the Vikings need to trade up because they're talking about taking J.J. McCarthy. And I think J.J. McCarthy, as you'll hear in a minute, will still be them for, will be there for them, you know, at that 11th pick. At number six, I think the Giants want to go wide receiver. They'll take Rome Odunze out of Washington, wide receiver. At number seven, you know, I said this earlier. You know, the Titans are going to go with, or they're going to go with Levis at quarterback. They want to protect him, young quarterback. They're going to take an offensive lineman. They're going to take the best one on the board. That's going to be Joe Alt out of Notre Dame. At number eight, this trick encourages me. I think it's a tricky pick with the Falcons. I'm going to say they're going to take Jared Verse here out of Florida State. They need a pass rusher. That's going to be the best available pass rusher to them at eight, I think. However, if I'm in the war room, boy, I'm making an argument to draft Bo Nix right there. I'm making the argument if I'm an Atlanta Falcon or Atlanta Falcon fan, I want to draft Bo Nix at number eight. I know you've got Kirk Cousins, and you signed him to a 4-year deal. But let's be honest, Falcon fans, Kirk Cousins is not going to play out a 4-year deal. 2 years, three at the most, and at that point, you know, you've got Bo Nix ready to go. He's already a little bit older as it is. I think he'll be ready to go after year two, maybe even after year one. I mean, Bo Nix is a bright, bright kid. So, yeah, but I think the Falcons go Jared Verse, but I would, if I were calling the shots, I'd go Bo Nix, man. I really would. At number nine, the Bears are going to get a pick again. They're going to take an offensive lineman to protect Caleb Williams. J.C. Latham out of Alabama, can't go wrong with him. At number 10, the Jets are going to look at the board and they're going to say, who's the best available player here? And the answer to that question is going to be Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. The Jets take Brock Bowers at 10. At 11, here it is, like I just said, the way the draft went, according to the way that I see it going, the Vikings pick at 11, and there's J.J. McCarthy still sitting there for the Vikings at 11. I just don't see the point of them trading up to 5. When I think he's going to be there at 11. So anyway, Vikings at 11 take J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. And then at number 12, the Broncos pull the trigger on Bo Nix. He put him with Sean Payton in Denver, and that's going to be a really good combo for a while. I think that's a great pick for the Broncos. I think they win a lot of games with Bo Nix. Number 13, the Raiders. They want to go receiver. You know, they lost Devontae not very long ago. I think they go receiver Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU. 14, the Saints. They've got some quarterback situation there. Derek Carr, pretty good year there. Not great year, good year. Get him some protection. I think that the Saints draft Olufoshanu out of Penn State, offensive lineman. At 15, the Colts, they're all in on Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo. They think he's an elite shutdown corner. They're going to draft him and build around him defensively. At 16, the Seahawks. Boy, the Seahawks are a mess. I feel like they're a defensive-oriented franchise. Thus, they'll probably take a defensive player. You look at the defensive side of the draft, what's available. The best player available right there probably is Byron Murphy, defensive tackle out of Texas. That's probably what they do. They probably go Byron Murphy, defensive tackle at 16. And then for 17, the Jacksonville Jaguars, no secret, they need help at corner. They also need help at receiver, so we'll see what they do with this pick, but they're either going to go corner or they're either going to go receiver. I think they go corner. And they take Terrion Arnold, cornerback, out of Alabama. Hard to go wrong when you start drafting Alabama players because, you know, to this point, in my opinion, the two schools that produce players that are the most NFL ready is Alabama and Georgia. If you draft either from either one of those schools, you know, I think you're getting the best version of that player at college, and they are going to be the closest to being ready to playing in
this
the NFL.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. New GHSA regions were announced several weeks back. For the next 2 years, here are some intriguing matchups for our teams in South Georgia. Both Camden and Richmond Hill remain together in the new 6A South Georgia region. Statesboro stays in 5A, but both Brunswick and Glenn will drop to that region with Statesboro. Wayne stays 4A with Benedictine, and Southeast Bullock will play 3A. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If you're like every athlete who's ever loved the sport, when injury strikes, you have one thought. Get back in the game. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, we know your commitment, your passion, and your drive. So from the moment an injury puts you on the sideline, our team of certified athletic trainers, orthopedic physicians, and surgeons get to work, providing the latest innovations in medical care, physical therapy, and even surgery. All to get you back in the game. Whatever your passion, you can trust the team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back on the field, up the court, and on the right track. Learn more about Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery online at sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340. That's 912-466-7340.
Saturday, April 27th, Wild Adventures Live presents Flo Rida. See Flo Rida on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. Flo Rida Live, April 27th. The concert is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.